This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Our favourite film reviewer goes by the name of Thomas Caldwell. He joins us every Thursday fortnight. He's a programmer, a film critic, and he's our friend. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Good afternoon, Jacinta. I adore Emma Donovan, so this is going to be a tough act to follow.
I know. I can't follow it. That's why I tried to get her to come and do a show with me one day. Hey, you've got a great film for us, The Father. Tell us about it.
This is a magnificent film that's getting released today. And look, on the surface, it does look like it's going to be heavy going, and it does deal with the very serious subject matter of a man who is losing his battle with dementia. He's starting to lose his autonomy and grip on reality, and it's causing him a lot of distress. And this man, whose name is Anthony and happens to be played by the great Anthony Hopkins, he's a character, though, we straight away come to quite like. He's sort of proudly independent. He's quite flirtatious with a new nurse, and he's got that sort of delightful, cantankerous persona that sort of, you know, someone like Hopkins can convey so well. But his decline is the source of an enormous amount of stress and grief for his daughter Anne, played by another incredible actor, Olivia Colman. And she's trying to convince him that it's time to get professional care and break the news to him that she's not going to be able to check in on him on a regular basis. So, look, it's a really sad and upsetting scenario, and a lot of audiences will find this very painfully familiar. But this is a story told in a really intriguing way. It's the first time feature film by a playwright, a French playwright named Florian Zeller, who wrote the play in 2012 that this film is based on. And it's interesting. There's actually quite a lot of very good cinema about people living with dementia, but often the focus is on a partner or a family member who has to witness the decline. And I think Away From Her, which is a Sarah Polley film in 2006, is a really good example of this. And the upcoming film Supernova is another good example of this. But what's fascinating about The Father is it's really from the perspective of the Anthony character. So we get his subjective experience of not being able to trust his own memories or perceptions. So information that's given to him, and we see the information given to him by characters, is then later contradicted as if it's all fine. Strangers appear in his home claiming to be people he knows, and even the events seem out of order. So through the use of setting and the way they cast this film and the narrative structure, the audience are constantly thrown off guard. So like Anthony, we're never too sure what is real and what is being imagined.
It's a film that's been adapted from a play written by Florian Zeller. How well has that been received?
Well, this is really interesting because normally when we talk about play adaptations, either we give them the thumbs up for feeling like a cinematic work that's removed from the play, and sometimes we give them the thumbs down for being a bit too stagey and theatrical and artificial feeling. This falls weirdly in the middle. While I was watching it, I was so aware of how this would work as a script on stage and how it seemed to be designed to be performed live on stage, and yet that kind of theatrical background gives the film a slightly removed from reality quality that just heightens the degree in which we are experiencing Anthony's very subjective experience. So it's a really odd film in that it's so serious. And the film is not frivolous. It doesn't take the subject matter lightly, but there are aspects of it that are almost like a thriller. It's quite nerve-wracking knowing what's going to happen next. And there's even a kind of grim comedic tone to some of it, as well, sort of, you know, that the very Greek tragedy idea that you just can't help laugh at the bitterness of this situation. Ultimately, though, it does arrive in a place that is profoundly moving, and it's so sincere in its empathy for Anthony's plight. I mean, in the wrong hands, this could have been a really irresponsible, trivial film, but it's so well crafted, it's so surprising, it's so innovative that it makes difficult subject matter really accessible. And as a result, it's both a remarkably powerful film that you can sort of admire at a distance and also be deeply moved by.
There's much agreement on the text line for you, Thomas Caldwell. This text, watched it the other night, Anthony Hopkins had me in tears by the end. Just a quick question before we get to the 1 o'clock news. Is it the Anthony Hopkins effect? Did he really bring this to life?
I think so. Look, I think this has been really well directed and it's a fantastic script, but Anthony Hopkins probably gives the best performance he's given since Silence of the Lambs.
Wow, that's
his
compelling.
His work in this is incredible.
Fantastic. Thomas Caldwell, thank you. You can read that review and have a look at other aspects of it. And in our newsletter, Thomas Caldwell makes it in there, and also onto our web page. Thomas Caldwell joining us this afternoon, film critic and programmer.
ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. You're with Jacinta Parsons.